Money FM 89.3, best of the breakfast huddle.
So, after a great year, hypothetically, you've had a good year. What do you think most companies would do after that?
Well, plan ahead, of course, and hope to do even better next year. At least you'd think so.
Yeah, that is the plan. Medtex International, they are a leading PPE and hospital service provider. And they've recently announced a record set of results for the financial period ended 31st December 2020.
Oh, I can imagine. The group reported a significant 480.4% increase in revenue to $400.3 million from $69 million a year ago. Obviously, this is due to a global surge in demand for PPE due to the COVID-19 pandemic.
Yeah, and you know, it doesn't end there. In line with the revenue increase, the group also achieved an increase in gross and net profit. Let's find out what they are up to for 2021. William Yang, Deputy Chairman, Chief Executive Officer and Executive Director of Medtex International, is on the line with us this morning. William, good morning. How are you?
Very good. How are you guys doing?
Very good, sir. Thanks so much for taking the time to speak with us. So you guys provide PPE, personal protective equipment. We've all needed so much of it. Hospital services provider as well. Tell us a little bit more about the company, Medtex.
Okay, so we're leading PPE and hospital service providers since 1989. We're dual listed on Singapore Stock Exchange and Taiwan Stock Exchange. We have about 7,500 employees worldwide in Cambodia, Philippines, Taiwan, and China. And we export to over 30 countries. We're the key non-China-based supplier for PPEs. And we have been the key partner for Taiwan and Singapore national stockpiling for almost 20 years.
Yeah, it's interesting. Impressive. Very impressive. And it's interesting that you point out that this is non-China-based because, of course, when China went into its massive lockdown, there were a lot of countries who couldn't stock up on PPE. But anyway, it's been an exceptional year, hasn't it, for that financial year last year. Share with us the numbers. We did say how much revenue soared, but can you just tell us what it was like dealing with that and responding to the pandemic?
All right. So for our first quarter in 2020, it's higher than 2019 apparently, but it's not that much higher. It's maybe 60-70% higher. But for the following Q2, Q3, Q4, the revenue surged. So as a result, it reached $400 million by end of 2020, and that's because the supply and demand situation, the demand surge, and the selling price of these PPE also went up.
Okay. William, don't mind, I just want to clarify something. I know you guys are Taiwanese, but is your headquarters in Taiwan or here in Singapore?
Our headquarters in Taiwan, okay. And we have a sales office in Singapore.
Okay, so the reason I ask that is because Taiwan did so well and has done very well in managing the pandemic, right? And one of the fallout of the pandemic has been supply chain issues. Now, because Medtex is headquartered in Taiwan, was that to your advantage where supply chain was concerned?
Well, because we've been supplying PPEs for Taiwan government since SARS in 2003. And we also supply more of these healthcare supply to them for H1N1 and more outbreaks, smaller outbreaks. So we learned our lesson through these challenges. So together we came up with some rolling inventory management system for the government. So they already have the stockpile, and we always replenish and replace the old ones for them, so they have sufficient supply. Also, in the beginning of pandemic, we managed to source about over 1.5 million pieces of gowns from U.S., and we send them all the way back to Taiwan by air. So at the beginning of the pandemic, we already have quite a sufficient supply for our people in Taiwan.
Yeah, I'm curious about that. Was it challenging? I mean, what were some of the challenges? Because in the news headlines, it was all that certain countries were running out of PPE and there was a real fight on for countries to secure supplies. What was it like dealing with that?
Well, it was really tough because, for example, everyone at that time needs to wear masks. There's a limited supply for raw material, which is why the raw material price went up so much. For the filtration layer, it's called Melbourne. It actually went up by, let's say, 60 to 70 times higher than pre-COVID times. So, as you can imagine, it's very difficult to get a steady raw material supply at that time because the breakout outbreak actually started in Wuhan, China, and it's the center for non-woven PPE products production. So, a lot of production line actually stopped during that time. So you're either not only for finished goods, but also for raw material. Now, luckily, we've been sourcing raw materials worldwide since 2016. So we have a lot of alternative supplies for raw material and finished goods. So we were able to secure the steady supply.
But I also see, William, that you guys saw the opportunity to expand in the sense that you have Medtex-branded products complement the original equipment manufacturer business. So you have this recently launched Medtex Shield line of products. Could you tell us more about them?
Okay. Well, in the past 20, 30 years, we've been making PPEs. Most of these PPEs are disposable ones. And the main function is to prevent the dangerous particles from penetrating these PPEs or garments or masks. But even though these PPEs can actually block off these dangerous particles like bacteria and viruses, then it's a problem to dispose these PPEs because nowadays we have to use over 100 billion masks per month on this planet. So it caused a major environmental issue, which is why we came up with Medtex Shield series of products. So one of them, for example, is a weekly disposable antiviral mask.
Oh, okay.
So imagine if you can use this mask for 5 to 7 days instead of one, then you can minimize the environmental shock. You can eliminate the pollution to 15-20%. So all these Medtex Shield products came with antiviral treatment with nanotechnology. So we have phone case, we have stylus pen, we have antiviral spray. So these will be the next generation pandemic control products for everyone.
Yeah, real innovation. And I'm guessing, William, that that innovation cannot stop anytime soon with all the projections of how this pandemic is going to fare. It hasn't gone anywhere, right? There are some countries that have got control of it, but many that have not. What are your plans, your further plans in terms of product innovation?
Okay, I think as we all can see, the confirmed cases in many countries are climbing back up. So they are experiencing third wave or even the fourth wave. For example, USA, they've done quite a lot of vaccination, but their new confirmed cases just went up in the past 2-3 weeks. So I think with this kind of nanotechnology that kills viruses, because these are like a permanent treatment, so they will kill the viruses and bacteria 24/7. And if we can implement these functions on different products in our lives, like if we can do it on our carpets, our cell phones, on the air purifiers, then eventually these devices or products will reduce the viruses in our environment and therefore to reduce the confirmed cases.
William, just a final question to wrap up. I mean, I quite like everything that you've described with regard to Medtex and even thinking about, you know, the constant evolution of this virus, this coronavirus. But do you think about a world where we completely return to normal, where the virus is gone, there's a cure in that sense. Do you think about that world and how medtechs will function in that world?
Sure. It's possible. It's quite possible. And we position ourselves as a one-stop service provider for our customers, and not only for PPEs. We are now also focusing on expanding our product portfolio and offering. So we also now provide different devices and healthcare consumables to our clients,
right,
like hospitals, purchasing groups. And we now have offer multinational production base, distribution centers worldwide to help our customer receive steady supply from our production base and distribution centers. And we also offer different membership programs, rolling management turnkey solutions. And we are also providing different products and services to our clients to solve their pain. So we're not just the PPE provider anymore.
Yeah. All right. Well, William Young, Deputy Chairman, Chief Executive Officer and Executive Director for MedTechs International. William, really appreciate your time this morning. Take care and stay safe, yeah?
All right. Thanks for calling. Thank you.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH Radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.